The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Gary and Gilda Watson, the team at Signature Homes. Of course, they are an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom design homes. $400,000 to $1 million. You can find them on Fine Street in South Geelong. Signaturehomes.net.au. In this fifth quarter, we've got plenty to get through before we wrap things up. Kerr's higher stats before we move into the Steamatic standout. Neilda, you've been staying across the stats tonight in Benny's absence. And just what are some of the key numbers that have come out of the game individually and also team-wise?
Yeah, sure, Kingy, for Kerr's higher. The dominant numbers were disposals to start with. The Cats 342 to Freo's 282, so a 60 disposal dominance there. Clearances, the Cats won quite easily, 41 to 30. Contested ball, even in these conditions, was a smashing, 166 to 135. Inside 50s, towards the end of the game, we spoke about how tired some of the Dockers defenders would be. Well, the Cats have piled on 47 inside 50s in those wet conditions. Fremantle only got to 27, and look, tackles finished up even, 73 apiece. In terms of individuals, for Freo, I really like Andrew Brayshaw. I think he's a very, very good player. 28 disposals, 6 clearances, 17 contested positions.
Here's a question for you. Which Brayshaw's, actually probably more for you, Macca, which Brayshaw's going to end up best?
I think they'll... Oh. Hey, sorry, Tommy, I'll put the microphone on. Good start. Oh, I think they're both terrific players. Angus is a little more brilliant and game-breaking. Young Andrew just turns up, plays every week.
Yeah, and that's what he did tonight. He kept turning up. I thought he was really good around the clearances and the contested possessions, Mac. And the numbers indicate that. David Mundy, he worked his way into the game beautifully. Had 24 disposals, 4 clearances, 14 contested ball, and he's been renowned for that throughout his career. Another couple of mentions for the Freo Dockers. Ryan, 23 disposals, 4 contested possessions. Michael Walters went off late with a hamstring injury, and that's gonna really hurt them. He had 22 disposals. He took 7 marks, had 4 clearances and 11 contested possessions. And young Sarong, who was Paddy Dangerfield's shadow for the evening, he actually finished up with 22 disposals himself, including 10 contested possessions.
He probably won that battle.
Yeah, that'd be fair.
If that, in that Wombat Gully Plant Farm matchup.
Yeah, I agree with that. For the Cats, we had some big numbers, and that indicated by the team dominance of disposals. Cam Guthrie was good all night, 30 disposals, 7 clearances and 15 contested possessions, 2 inside 50s. Mitch Duncan, in his return from his hamstring strain, did a great job, 26 disposals, 2 clearances, 10 contested possessions. Sam Minigola, 26 disposals, 3 marks, 4 clearances, 12 contested possessions, 5 inside 50s. Zach Toohey was good all night from halfback flank. Yeah. 26 disposals, 5 marks.
Spent some time forward too.
He did in the second half. Mm. Yeah, you're right. So he had 8 contested possessions and 5 inside 50s. Constable with 19, and including 9 contested possessions. Blitzarves really enjoyed his work. 19 disposals, 9 clearances, 13 contested possessions.
And 16 of 4 inside 16 effective too.
Yeah, terrific work. So they were the leading stats getters for both sides and the team stats. King, and I reckon I've absolutely nailed the stats job this evening.
Not bad. Not bad. Not bad. Do you don't break your arm patting yourself on the back.
No. Sometimes you just got to call it as it is. what do you want me to do now?
KFC Twitter. Todd Nikolic, a friend of KRL Football's. Good, tough win. Close, impressive on debut. Fogarty, very good, not having played senior footy for a long time. Great to see Duncan and Stewart come back well from injury. Radicalea needs to play in front. Been behind the opponent for the last few weeks is his observation on the KFC Twitter.
Who was that? Todd Nikolic. St. Joey's?
Yeah.
We haven't mentioned St. Joey's all night.
No.
There you go. There you are.
Steamatic standout, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Neildy, they are your disaster restoration experts. Can you please tell me who your Steamatic standout is?
I can, and it's been good this evening that everyone's managed to stay in their lane. We had to have a bit of a chat last week, everyone jumping out of their lane and trying to tell me what to do with the Steamatic standout. So we haven't had that this evening, which is good.
No need to go rogue.
No. Very good. That's an in-house joke. That's pretty hard to explain on the radio. I'm not even going to go there. But I thought the best player on the ground, for me, the most influential. Oh, hang on. Bit of me time here. I thought Guthrie was really good, so honourable mention. I thought Duncan was terrific, honourable mention. Menegola early, Harry Taylor, I thought, set him up. But the person I really enjoyed their work was Mark Blitzarve. So his numbers, Kingy, again, 19 disposals, 2 marks, 9 clearances, 13 contested possessions, 4 inside 50s and a whole lot of hit-outs. I thought he was the Steamatic standout on the evening.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. Neildy, Steamatic, great supporters of KRL Football. You'll find them Essington Street in Grovedale.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.